Third tag of Sulayim, Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing the halachas of separations between different minim and the distance changes on the nature of the minim. In the previous mission, we learned about the last pumpkin has very broad leaves. Even so, says the mission at the last, Bayarek Kayarek. If you're planting one pumpkin plant and next to it a tomato plant, it's enough to have the regular separation between two vegetables, which is enough 1.5 tefachim between the two of them. Ubatvuah, but if you have a singular delas next to a field of grain, noisim lo beis roiva, you have to separate between them the shear of a beis roiva, which is 10 1/5 amos between the two of them. So if a person has a field of grain and he wants to plant even one pumpkin next to it, he would have to have a long separation. Chazanish has a suffix, what's the din of other types of yirakos next to a field of tefuah? And the Maitan's Maskana is that's enough to have a small hefsek, because the mission over here is mashma that only by the case of the last you need the 10 1/5 times. He has a whole field of grain and he wants to plant it in a row of diluim. Over here it's enough to have 6 tefa of difference. Now here's a chiddush, because we said a singular pumpkin plant near a field of wheat, you have to have a 15 1/5 amma separation. If you have a row of pumpkins, then it's enough to have 6 tefachim. The idea behind this, we said before, everything is dependent on, does it look mixed together, does it look distinct? When this is in configuration of a field, and that's a row, that row looks distinct. But if you have just one plant, that looks like it's connected to the field, and therefore needs a larger separation. If the pumpkin grew and it started becoming intertwined with the grain, then you have to chop off the area that became intertwined. That's the chumrah of these large plants. Rabbi Yitzchak says you need a full 4 amas between this row of pumpkins and the grain. Armula the Chacham said, "Atachmas them in a geffen. Would this row be more stringent than a geffen? Kilai hakerem, kilai between a grains and a grapevine." Which is considered the more stringent of the types of kelaim, which we'll learn in the next broken. Over there it says that if you have one row of grapes, it's enough to be separate that from grain with 6 tefachim. You don't need the full 4 amas. It's only a row. On Malahem, and we see that the pumpkins in certain ways are more stringent than a geffen. So the geffen, yechidus noisim la'adavadot, the shishas tefachim. If you have a singular grapevine, it's enough to separate 6 tefachim between that and the grain. The last yichid is not to be enjoyed. If you have one pumpkin near a field of grain, you have to have the 10 amma and the 5th separation. So he said, you can't prove to me from one to the other, and there he was mocked. Well, the Maisa here, we do hold like the Chachamim, enough to have 6 tefachim separation between a row of pumpkins and the grain, the field of grain. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Shloish Tluim LeVeisor LoYovi Zer LeTeveisor. If you have 3 of these pumpkin plants in a field which is 50 amas by 50 amas, they should not bring anything into that area, based on this idea that these plants really grow very long and spread out all over the place. That's his opinion. This other Tana said in the name of Yishmael, even if you have 3 deluim in an area which is 30 times 50 amas by 50 amas, still you have the Zerach LeBeis Kur, that you should not bring anything else into that area. And this we pass like the Tanakhama, that at the last and Yerokis, it's enough to have the regular smaller separation we have between one Yerok and the next.